Or again today. Genesis chapter 4. Verse 17. I'll read 17 through the end of the chapter. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehuyael, and Mehuyael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor, or you'll notice in the margin, a whetter or sharpener, of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and 7-fold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Let's pray once more. Thank you, Father, for this record of the early generations of our race. Help us, Lord, to be warned by the tendencies that they show. Lord, remind us, we pray, of our frailty and our weakness and our need to look completely to you, if we will be delivered from the sin that so easily besets us. Pray for your Spirit's help in our Savior's name. Amen. I pointed out last week that there are two themes in this chapter, the latter half of this chapter, 17 through 24, in Cain's descendants. One theme is the birth of culture, and the second is the persistence of sin. Let's look first at the flowering of culture among Cain and his descendants. In verse 17, Cain himself builds a city. He's the first city builder. I wonder if that's an attempt on his part to frustrate the divine judgment. He was to be a wanderer, a vagabond, and a fugitive. And he tries to provide a more stable environment for himself by building a city. When we come down to his descendant Lamech in verses 20 through 22, we have the inventor of the tent in verse 20. That was Jabal. He made possible a nomadic lifestyle. He wasn't the first shepherd. Abel was the first shepherd. He was able to keep animals, but Jabal was able to follow them around so that he could go from one area to another as the pasture changed and as the seasons progressed, and that gave him more flexibility because he invented a mobile domicile, a tent. Then verse 21, Jubal was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. So in the city of Enoch was apparently the world's first school of music. Had at least two departments. They had a department of harp and a department of organ. These stem from Jubal. And Tubal-Cain was the fellow who invented metalwork. He was the instructor of everyone who worked in brass and iron. And the word instructor here has the sense of the whetter or the sharpener. A little bit of a pun here. He knew how to sharpen metal. He knew how to put an edge on it and make it strong. And he passed this intelligence on to a guild of metal workers that followed after him. There's a fourth example of culture in this section. Verses 23 and 24 are the first extended example of parallelistic poetry that we have in the Old Testament. Lamech basically invented poetry. You know that Hebrew poetry rhymes thoughts rather than sounds. A classic example is the first psalm. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.